This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Marianne Kennedy from Nashville, Tennessee.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning for November 25th, 2010, episode 19. Happy Thanksgiving, Horse World.
Let him out and work my arms. It's kind of like a meditation, sort of like yoga's my religion. I get in a trance-like state as I pitch and as I rake. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way. When I'm cleaning stalls.
Yeah, boyfriend.
I contemplate the problems in the big city. It makes me feel sad. It makes me feel pity. I'm grateful for this life I lead. As I pet the cat and kiss my gelding's cheek. I fluff them up and get them clean. Makes me healthy, keeps me lean. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay. What a beautiful way to start your day. All life's problems seem so small when I'm cleaning stalls. I'll be back tomorrow, that's for sure. 'Cause what goes in must come out. Isn't that what life's about? I rake them level, it looks so neat as I give the horses one more treat. Head to the house for another cup. This time of day, life's looking up. And sweet grass hay. What a beautiful way to start your day. I'm 5 foot, but I never feel as tall as when I'm cleaning stalls. Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, Jamie, that could be the new theme song for the morning show. They could have written that. She could have written that song about you. You're just over 5 foot tall, so that could have been written about you. That was Mary Ann Kennedy, who is actually on the line with us. Mary Ann is an American country music songwriter. She has become a friend here at the Horse Radio Network. We love her to death, and we'll hear a lot more about her here coming up and all the things she's done. Happy Thanksgiving, Mary Ann.
Well, thanks, Glenn and Jamie. I sure appreciate it. You know, I hadn't listened to that song all the way through in quite a while. it was really fun remembering the recording session and all my great buddies who play so great.
Well, that was a perfect song to lead our Thanksgiving show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We also have our producer, my wife, Jennifer, on here. Happy Thanksgiving, Jennifer.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's nice to have everybody with us. We're going to have a fun hour. This is just going to be us talking to Mary Ann and listening to some of her terrific equestrian and doggy music. She has produced some of the best songs for the horse world, and we are so thrilled that you have agreed to join us on this Thanksgiving day.
Well, thank you. It's an honor. A pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about your past. What, you know, tell us how you got started in the music thing and where you came from and why you ended up being a country music songwriter and an equestrian songwriter.
Well, I kind of, I was born in Wisconsin. My family, a lot of my family were musicians. I grew up playing in a little family band called the Little Country Cousins. And, some of my relatives are dairy farmers, grew up on the farm, you know, couldn't wait. I didn't live there. I live with my folks down around Milwaukee, so I just couldn't wait to get up to the farm so I could play with the little pony that my grandpa bought my cousins and me, named Twinkles. And so we'd get up, and boy, Twinkles, you know, I went to the School of Hard Knocks with Twinkles.
You know, everybody that has a pony has that same story. I went to the School of Hard Knocks, and it's very aptly named Twinkles, because that is a pony name if I've ever heard one.
Hey, here's what I like to say. Twinkles, not. She wasn't that twinkly. She knew what she was in for, a bunch of goofy kids who didn't know how to ride, tugging on her. But she put up with us, and like I said, she taught me a lot, and she was my first little pony love. I talk about her in my song called Hoofprints on My Heart. But years later, you know, pursued the whole music thing. Actually, like I said, performed with my family band. And then I actually did go to college and get my degree in choral music. So as my dad said, I could have something to fall back on if the whole Nashville and artist songwriter thing didn't pan out. So I did teach school up in Mukwonago, Wisconsin for 2 years, and it was really a neat chapter. I was just a kid just out of college and teaching kids, and I did that for 2 years and then still was playing in clubs and decided, you know, I needed to come to Nashville and pursue my dream. Mm-hmm. So I did, and the rest, as they say, is history. I was very, very blessed with success early on. In the 80s and 90s in Nashville, and worked with lots of great people, 2 Grammy nominations, and sang on a lot of hit records. Actually was part of a duo called Kennedy Rose, and got to record for Sting 2 CDs in the 90s. Hey, go figure.
Sting yeah, I was going to say, how'd you end up with Sting, you country girl?
Sting was my boss. Well, what a neat thing to be able to say, because he's one of my heroes musically, and Emmy Lou Harris as well, who I'm good friends with and have recorded with her and performed with her on the road. The edgy kind of acoustic, like even some of what you just heard in Clean and Stalls, you know, I'm kind of eclectic in my musical influences, because I say there are 2 kinds of music, good music and bad music. And those are my favorite categories. So in good music, that there are a lot of different styles that I like to embrace in my music, but I approach it through a real acoustic production and a real appreciation of the strength of song. So this music I was co-writing with my buddies at the time was a little edgier acoustically than some of the real straight-ahead country. And because we didn't want to be put in the box of doing just very, very traditional country, Sting came along and said, I love what you guys do. You want to record for me? Oh, hey, what are you going to say?
Nah, no thanks. We'll just go do our thing. We don't need you.
Like, who are you again?
What's your name again?
Yeah, yeah. Was that Sting who?
That's so cool. Now, you're being a little bit modest, too, because, yes, you did record with Sting. I mean, and he was your boss. And first of all, not many things in the world could top that. But you also have quite the country music repertoire. I mean, I'm reading the names of the people that you've worked with. And those of us, you know, that have horses, you know, horses and country music just go hand in hand. And I'm just going to name a couple of the names here. Maybe some of our listeners have heard of somebody named, I don't know, Martina McBride, Faith Hill, Leanne Rimes, Reba McEntire, Diamond Rio, Emmylou Harris, Mindy McCready, Carolyn Don Johnson, who's one of my favorites. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. And what a life you've had to live. You know, what a blessed life too. I'm sure it's, you know, living in Nashville is not without its struggles, but you know, I just find it amazing that you've lived this life incorporating Sting, incorporating country music, and then bringing in your love of horses. And that to me is so amazing that you've been able to keep your fundamentals and your heart in with the horse world, even with the glamour and glitz of Sting and all these other names. You still are very grassroots in your love of the horses. Mm-hmm. How have you been able to keep that?
Because I insisted on, and thank you for that appreciation, because and for just kind of reading me right, because that is my absolute priority. I mean, I've been blessed with this gift of music, and I've done it my whole life, and thank God it's taken me around the world, and I've met some of my heroes, and I get to express myself through this talent that God gave me. And yeah, I worked hard to develop it, but my number one passion was always loving horses.
Amen, sister.
I remember when I was a little kid, and I guess I was in seventh grade, and I had one of my first horses that was my own horse, and we had to board it up the street, and I'd take my bike up every day and feed her because, you know, we couldn't afford to have our own farm. And I don't know, it was junior high school days, and I was probably, I did something, I was naughty, I can't remember what it was right now. But but anyway, I remember my mom saying that I was grounded and I was going to have to do this and do that, and if I didn't straighten up, that I'd lose my horse. And I said, I would do anything. I'll be grounded for 3 years. I'll stay home. I'll be the perfect daughter. I'll even quit playing the guitar. But I can't lose my horse. She's everything to me. And, you know, I always say horse people are born, not made. We are a tribe. We are born with this thing in our hearts for these animals, and I'm one of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that leads me to, and what I'm assuming Born to Ride came out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us about Born to Ride, and then I'll play it for, well, let me play it for everybody, and then you tell us how this came to be.
Yeah.
This is off of the Hoofbeats, Heartbeats, and Wings album, or CD, if I remember right. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, so this is Marion Kennedy, Born to Ride.
The very first word that I ever said, visions of galloping in my head. Manes flowing, tails held high. I knew that I was born to ride. I was born to ride, like a bird was born to fly. Fish gotta swim, sun's gotta shine.
was born to ride. The air I breathe, the way they move is poetry. Oh, never I grew them and I never will. On the day I die, I'll be loving them still. 'Cause I was born to ride.
Enough to join us for our Thanksgiving show, pretty much giving thanks for horses and for family and for friends and for everything that we all have in our lives right now that allow us to be sitting here listening to this right now. And Marianne, you know, I'm listening to your music because this is the first time I've heard any of it. Glenn's been holding out on me and hasn't let me hear any of it until this show. And what an amazing blend of country and rock and folk. And it's just so cool to see all the different influences in your life. And the start of that song, I can hear a little sting coming in. And then, you know, there's just the harmonies in it are phenomenal. I noticed you had some banjo. I think you said you play mandolin. How many instruments do you play, first of all?
Well, Thank you. First of all, I play guitar. I do a lot of my writing on guitar. Probably my main instrument besides percussion. I mean, I'm a drummer, but my chops for trap set are pretty bad now. But I know, I know what I want, and I know how to get the best players in town. But I play mandolin. I have a certain style. Like I play the mandolin on that song and mandolin solo. So that's probably my main instrument besides my voice. But I play guitar and percussion and some keyboards. But anyway, like I said, the guys that I choose, I produce, so I know what I want. But again, I give such credit to the wonderful, wonderful, gifted players who have enhanced my music here in Nashville.
So, Marianne, you mentioned all the players. Now, you still, again, are too modest, and you need to give yourself some credit, because to be able to structure a song the way that you structure it and to know what you want and then to communicate that to your players, you got to take a little more credit than that, girl, because that's really, really impressive.
Well, oh, thank you. Yeah, I do credit myself as being, you know, I am the producer. The way I write, I kind of write the hook licks. I'm real, you know, my influences, some of the great, you know, the greats of our past, all the great country records, everyone from Tammy, and you know, produced by Billy Sherrill and George Jones and all that stuff, and the people like James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles. They really wrote great instrumental hooks within their song, and that was an integral part of the feeling that was emoted by the song, not just chording away and the melody and the words. So I really love writing in the instrumental hooks to my song. So I'm glad you appreciated that.
Well, those four bands that you just mentioned, you can certainly hear in your music. And you mentioned the instrumental hooks. I may be getting a little too deep, Glenn, because I'm so excited to talk to a music person.
Yeah, you finally get to talk music again.
I know. I don't know if you know, Marianne. I did 10 years in pop and country and rock radio. And to be able to me, it's kind of the same as you. And I guess that's why I feel connected, is because we get to do a job where the horses are incorporated to what we love to do. And that's why I think I really, really connect with your music. And I know that there are so many people out there that really connect to these songs, because, you know, cleaning your stalls, how many people walk outside every morning and do that? Or how many people, you know, take their horse to a competition? They may board, but then they have to clean their stalls there. And, you know, it's just, there's so many different avenues for people to connect with your music. And I think that, you know, listening to it, and you mentioned those people, but the harmonies that the Eagles have and the harmonies that Fleetwood Mac had really represent in that last song, Born to Ride, even, because the hook in that, I keep hearing in my head, Born to Ride.
It's
awesome.
You. Well, harmony is another, again, I grew up in a family band singing in a duo and singing in harmony with my mom and my sister while we were washing dishes and every night. And I really, you know, I love harmonies. And I do, I do all my own vocals on my records, so.
Well, you know, I got to take it from a different point of view, though. See, I don't understand. I am, like, musically challenged. We had an acting company for 10 years. One of the rules was, I played the king. One of the rules was the king doesn't sing, because they would all quit instantly. So I'm kind of musically challenged. I really relate, being a horse husband of 25 years, I relate to the lyrics in your songs, because you speak to horse people, whether it's the horse wife or, you know, the horse person or their spouse. You speak to us both. And one of the ways you spoke was in a song I listened to this morning, and I went, oh, my God. And it was, you're going to know this song. It's called Hay and Thyme.
Oh.
Jennifer, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now, we owned a farm. It was about 100 acres. We moved to a different farm right after we bought an entire tractor-trailer truckload of hay.
Yeah.
Little square bales of hay, an entire flatbed tractor-trailer. We had just loaded it a month. We ended up selling our house faster than we thought, buying a new one. We had to re-unload it from the hayloft and load it into the new hayloft. It was one of the longest days after we were trying to move everything else, too.
Yeah.
And that brings us to your song called Hay in Time.
So far from winter, the grass is green. Hard to imagine that we will need to feed the horses so slick and round. But they're gonna need it when snow's on the ground. Hay in time, hay in time. Making hay while the sun shines. Sweating. I swear it's 99. Calling all your favorites, cause it's hay in time. So call up your family, call all your friends, and we'll drink a cold one when the day ends. And when we celebrate, and know we earned that ale. Hey.
calling all your favors, 'cause it's haying time. If you are a farmer, you know it won't make you rich. It's hard work, that's no lie. But the satisfaction at the end of days like this, no amount of money can buy. I swear it's 99. Call up all the neighbors, the givers and the takers, calling all your favors, 'cause it's haying time.
Marianne Kennedy and Haying Time. Why is it always the hottest frickin' day of the year when you're putting hay up?
That's how it works. That's the rule. That hay's gotta dry real good.
I'll tell you what, you can tell in your lyrics that you've done this stuff. This isn't just a girl writing about it. This is a girl who has been in that hayloft when it's 99 frickin' degrees, when all of your friends decided it was better to be at the pool that day because they didn't want to be helping you put up the hay.
That's right.
Just,
I grew up doing it. Beer. I helped my relatives up in Wisconsin when I was a little kid even. So, yeah, I come by it honestly, Glenn.
Do you write lyrics first or the songs first? What do? You do the music first, well, lyrics first?
Generally speaking, I do have the idea, the concept first, the title. The concept, the inspiration.
So you knew you wanted to write a song about hay, making hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, there we were out in the truck riding around. It was, hot as you know what. And it was like, well, here it is, haying time again. And bam, so there it was, the inspiration for that one.
And that was
and knowing you earned that ale.
That's true. You know, there is, Jennifer, I'm bringing her into this conversation because we have put a few bales of hay up together over the years. I loved what you said in the song, though, about the end of the day. You did feel like you accomplished. You could look at that hay mow, and you would know what you accomplished. You could see the visible result of your accomplishment. Now, that didn't help that you were sore as could be, you were itching from head to toe, and that you probably got 15 ticks on you. It didn't help all of that, but it was that sense of satisfaction like you don't get doing anything else than putting up hay.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that all too often people don't have that sense of satisfaction or appreciation for real hard-working farmers that real hard-working farmers do. I mean, each and every day is a very physical day, and it's hard labor, hard work. But the satisfaction from doing that is a great feeling.
No question.
I always looked at putting up the hay as like horseman's grocery shopping. we've got the pantry stocked for the next 6 months. It was awesome.
Yep.
It's so good. It's such a great feeling. Like I was telling you guys a minute ago, I actually am leaving town, or I'm out of town, so I had to go and get a whole bunch of hay and stock up for our farm sitter. And so before I left, I had to go and get a ton of hay and throw it in the hay loft and the hay barn. And it's just lugging them one by one by one. And even by yourself is even worse. So you do have to prepare, but then you step back and you look at what you've created. I've got enough feed for my horses for while I'm gone out of town. And it is like a total satisfaction. Jennifer, you're right. It's like, I went to the grocery store. We have food.
That's right. Yeah. Everything's good.
I will have to
be okay.
We're going to have to be honest, though, Jennifer. If we could buy hay from a guy who would stack it for us, we would pay extra every time to have that done.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, when I can, I do. Now that I'm a little older, yeah. And I am 5 foot tall. And some of those bales,
they're bigger than you.
That's right.
So now, yeah. What is your, of all the horse, so you've written four CDs, three on horses and one on dogs, which we're going to get to. We want to do that too, because we all own dogs. So yeah. What's your favorite of all the horse songs? What would be your personal favorite? And I know a lot of musicians say, I don't have one, but I think you do.
Well, I'm fond of a couple that were just so inspired and a bit more melancholy and serious. So they're actually, I mean, and I enjoy them. And like I said, hey, thanks for reminding me. I haven't listened to this stuff in a long time. I had to perform the other day, and I had to get out my lyrics and kind of refresh because I just hadn't been performing that much lately. But anyway, I really love my theme for the wild horses called My Home. And there's a video on my website, a slideshow of photographs taken by a wonderful, talented photographer named Pam Nichols. And these images, while listening to My Home, is quite moving. It's on YouTube, and it's going around the world, and we've gotten a lot of neat feedback. So check it out. But I love My Home. And I'll tell you another one that really, really moves me because it was, again, so honestly inspired, and I can just picture myself on my little mare riding on a hot summer's evening. Is called Fireflies.
Okay. Do you want to hear Fireflies, everybody?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Let's hear Fireflies from Marianne Kennedy. She's kind enough to be with us on this Thanksgiving Day, and of course, we give thanks to all of our listeners here all around the world, so we're going to do that by letting you hear her song, Fireflies.
It's the middle of the summertime, and there's so much to do. The sun is hot, the flies are bad, it's a memory feeling cool. At the gloaming of the day, I've got to get away. The whippoorwill is singing, hoofbeats keeping time. My little dog is with me, panting by my side. Like Christmas in July, and such a magic feeling to ride with fireflies, fireflies. I love to ride with fireflies. Overwhelmed with the stuff in life we do, I know I'm going out tonight to see a show that God produced. It's a ballet, a symphony, and they're on stage just for me. The whippoorwill is singing, beats keeping time. My little dog is with me, a freight train by my side. A decorated season like Christmas in July, and such a magic feeling to ride with fireflies, fireflies. 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 Fireflies.
A That's Marianne Kennedy on Horses in the Morning. And if I wasn't sitting here in my kitchen, I could have sworn that I was sitting on my horse riding through the field with my dog. Wow, you just paint such an absolutely incredible picture. It's actually hard to believe that you wrote that, not sitting on the back of your horse, going along describing everything you're seeing. Have you done that?
Yeah, that song was, like I said, so inspired. I actually did create a lot of it while riding with Fireflies on my wonderful little Peruvian mare. Who's probably the best, you know, my real soulmate horse, who I could take her anywhere, practically bridleless and bareback in the dark.
And everybody deserves to have one of those
magic moments, huh?
Yeah, I said everybody deserves to have one of those once in their life, don't they?
Yes, yes.
Well, and you know, all of us have those times. I was thinking while listening to this, I was thinking back to the Hay song. And I was thinking, what are those special moments that horse people have and that we're so thankful for? And I think Jennifer would agree with this. One of our favorite times, you know, we talk about putting up the hay, but when you were all done, before you left the hayloft that night, you were just ready, so ready to be done. But I think everybody does this. When they're done, you sit down on a bale of hay and you smell that hay. And that smell sticks with you forever, that new hay smell. And then there's those other times. One, Jennifer, I know that you agree with this, because on holidays like Thanksgiving, this would be our most special time. At the end of the day, it's dark out. You've just finished feeding the horses on a holiday, and you just stand there and you hear them eating. That is one of the things that gives every horse person goosebumps, and you don't know that until you've done it on a holiday. Christmas, Thanksgiving. I have goosebumps now just thinking about it. And then you're right. You walk across to the house, or if you live there, and you see the fireflies. And that's, you just, she's absolutely right. Yeah. You paint a beautiful picture.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And like you say, that great feeling that we all, those of us who share this love, for these creatures who enhance our life. I mean, that's why it's just been so wonderful to celebrate them through music. And thanks for appreciating it, guys.
Well, oh, yeah, you're going to have to say thanks a million times, because we have so many nice things to say about you.
Now I'm going to change it up a little, though. Hey. Now we're going to have some fun. Earlier in the week, Jamie talked about getting bucked off of a green horse.
Woo-hoo.
And not wanting to get back on, and that led to a discussion. I think that was in Monday's show. That led to a discussion about how you shouldn't put green riders on green horses, because it's a bad thing to do. And you
bad
know,
idea.
If you haven't been a horse person, until you've seen that happen and the results of it, and it usually involves a hospital visit and a cast. So, but you wrote about it in one very fun song. It's called Green on Green, and this is also on the Hoofbeats CD. And here we go, Green on Green. This is a lot of fun.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually he'll go up. You come down, that's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue. Black and blue. Green on green mix black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire. Today you might get off scot free, but chances are eventually you go up, you come down. That's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue.
And it stopped suddenly. And that was Marianne Kennedy. And she's on Horses in the Morning with us. Marianne, when you wrote that song, was that from recent personal experience as the black and blue person? Or was that from friends and neighbors who were black and blue?
I actually was quoting something that Pat Pirelli, who's one of my mentors and buddies, says oftentimes. He said, you know, somebody will say, you know the scenario. I just got my little 10-year-old kid a horse, and I got him a 2-year-old. And Pat goes, well, what'd you do that for? And, well, because I want them to grow up together. He said, unfortunately, they might not grow old together.
Exactly.
So he told us green on green makes black and blue. So I did write that in honor of him. But believe me, I've had my experiences in the past.
With black and blue.
Well, I mean, what horse person hasn't? And you know, it's just, that is so true. How many people, I teach lessons, and how many people go, okay, we're going to get our daughter a horse. And, you know, you go into your research and you're looking for, you know, that 15-year-old dead, broke, kid safe. And they come to you with like printouts of advertisements. What about this one? And you're like,
yeah,
that's a 2-year-old stud colt. Yeah. But he's only $500. I'm like,
yeah,
that
only
will
500.
Yeah, that'll be the smallest hospital bill that you pay.
Well, what's the? I always tell people, what's the price of an arm, of a leg? You know.
It's like, not a puppy; it's a horse.
Well, guys, I want to tell everybody, in case they're just joining us, that we're speaking with Marianne Kennedy. We're playing some of her music on this Thanksgiving Day. You can find all of her music to purchase it. And I know we've had, since we played your song on Monday, we've had people posting on Facebook, where do I find her music? You can find it at MariannKennedy.com, and you can buy it there. She has two options. You can buy CDs if you want to give them as a gift, or you can do the downloaded version. And they're a terrific price. This will make great. You know, tomorrow's Black Friday. You don't have to wait till Black Friday to start shopping. Start it today. Just go to her website, buy her music for any horse person in your life, whether it's your husband, your horse husband, your horse wife, your kids that are horse crazy, your veterinarian, anybody, your horseshoer, I don't care who, your farrier, whoever it is, will love her music. Just buy the CDs, get them, wrap them up, put them in the stocking. They are a great stocking stuffer. And we did recommend your CD also on our Tack and Habit radio show that Helene and I do, because we believe in them so much here and we just enjoy them so much. Well, thanks so much.
And yeah, they're on sale, by the way. Glenn and Jamie, they're on sale right now for Christmas.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
terrific.
We like to buy things on sale, never pay retail. So get in there, girl.
No lines. You don't have to wait in line tomorrow morning. You can do this right from the comfy of your chair. You know, now, Jamie, we unfortunately lost our dog in February, but Jamie has a few. She has a little porcupine over there. What motivated you to do, obviously, you're a dog lover, too, because you did a CD called Who Saved Who?
Yeah, that's the last CD I put together. I released it about a year ago. And I wanted to do a rescue theme song. You know, I give back a portion of proceeds to horse rescues, to my various rescue organizations of choice, promote spay, neuter. You know, we all have our causes, and many of those are mine, and I wanted to really have a rescue theme song so that I could spread it around to the various rescues to sell these CDs and put it on their websites and try to make a little more money back to do the great work they do. So no matter if it's a rescue horse or puppy or kitten or even, you know, even sometimes we rescue a human. I wrote this song so that you could interpret it to whatever... however it speaks to your heart, and it's called Who Saved Who.
Lost and so alone, looking for someone to call your own.
and right before your eyes, an open heart wants to be your home. Unwanted, unneeded, now there is love. Who saved who? To the world it looks like I saved you. Who saved who? We both know the truth. Who saved who? Funny how your fate can change in just one day. No matter who you are, life is better when you share the way. I ask you, who rescued, who needed more?
Doing to me. Oh my god, that's Mariette Kennedy on Horses in the Morning, and I need to hug my puppy.
It does. Good.
Oh my gosh. You know, first of all, you know, I have two dogs and they're both rescues, and you're exactly right. I didn't rescue them. You know, they come into your life at a time where you need them, and they just, they melt your heart and they become part of your family. And you know, when every morning that I do this show, my dog sits on the pillow right next to me, and I have to lock the basset hound in the other room because she snores so loud. So she doesn't get to sit with me, but oh my gosh, I'm just in tears because you're absolutely right. You know, to say to the world, it looks like I saved you, but you don't even have to finish that sentence because you absolutely know the truth. Glenn, that was an evil trick. I'm crying.
Uh-oh, now you got to get out the Kleenex. Well, yeah, and you know, and I did kind of, thanks. I'm glad I moved you because, you know, that is where it comes from. They moved me to that point where, you know, it's like when we nurture, it feels so good to give. And they're such great teachers because, you know, especially when you take one in who may not have made it, it fills your heart up so to know that you're giving love, that your love made such a difference, that it ends up healing you. And that's why there's such great teachers in our lives. You know, if we could just be a little bit more like that with people, we might not be at war, you know.
And Jamie, I had you do that because I'm sitting over here all teary-eyed. We had a, and I told her she had to take us out because I wanted to embarrass her, not me. But we had a greyhound and we just had to have her for 13 years that we rescued off the track. And yeah. Bam Bam was her name. And anybody that knows us and knows us through the years knew Bam Bam. And we just had to have, she was just getting too old. And it was actually on Valentine's Day we had to have her put down.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You're killing me.
So that made me think, of course, of Bam Bam. So you got us both there, Marianne.
All right, here's the deal. I want everybody to go on our Facebook page, Horses in the Morning. Just search for that and post a picture of your barn dog.
Yes, I want to see everybody's puppy. Good idea.
There you go.
Terrific
idea.
Yeah,
I got to get on that Facebook today. I'll hook onto that today.
Yeah, you put a picture up there too.
Okay.
Now, we have time, unfortunately, because I could do this all day. I'm having so much fun. We have time for one more song, and then we're going to take the show out today with one that I absolutely love, because there's another thing that all of us horse people have, too, and that's cats. And we all have barn cats, and you did a song... You did a song called Barn Cat that I love. We're going to take the show out with that today, but we have time for one more. If you have time to express one more song, especially keeping in mind it's Thanksgiving Day, which one would you want us to play?
Me? You're asking
yes,
me to make
I
that
am.
Decision?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I mean, we're still talking big-time horse love here, and there's either horsing around, which is very fun, which we all relate with, or one that we all, that's kind of fun, but it's a bit more serious, but I'm sure we've all said this. And I actually dedicated this song to Ray Hunt, the great late Ray Hunt.
One of my heroes.
One of the best horsemen of all time, called Horses in Heaven.
Oh, my God, I can't cry anymore.
All right, we're going to say this. You can find Horses in Heaven dedicated to Jennifer's idol, Ray Hunt, on
Hold
Hoofbeats,
on.
Heartbeats, and Wings, while Jamie blows her nose. We won't put Jamie through it. You can hear that. You have to buy the CD or that song. You have to buy it at Marianne.
Okay, let's be horsing around, Glenn.
Yes, you have to buy it at MarianneKennedy.com to hear that song. See, that was a perfect way to sell a CD. So we're going to play Horsing Around right now. If everybody's, are you okay, Jamie?
Yeah, move
You're
on.
You're going to start laughing now, Jamie.
Okay, good.
So that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around. Going to the barn, my troubles drift away.
I'm bouncing on the ball.
They can have me 40 hours a week. After that, I can be found. Hitting the trail with my saddle pails. I can be lost, but then I'm found.
Amen, sister.
When I'm horsing around.
Around.
If you don't want to go out and ride after today, you don't want to ride ever.
The way that they smell is my favorite perfume. I know you know what I mean. If you love them like I do, this is what makes a horse lover's heart pound, pound. A horse and around. I need some horse and around.
Yeehaw! That is what I'm talking about. Okay, let me just play manager here for a second, because Jennifer had a good idea, and I want to say what she said. And then that song right there, if Mary Chapin Carpenter recorded that, you should send that to her, get paid, and then the rescue song, send to Carrie Underwood. We'll all be sitting pretty.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. I actually know Mary Chapin. She's cut my songs years ago, and we're old buddies. And I think she kind of is into horses now.
Really?
Yeah, or her new husband is or something, because I saw a little blurb on that. But somebody else brought up Carrie Underwood for Who Saved Who. But so thank you. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I think that would be she would make a hit out of that, because she's kind of into that dog thing too. So
she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific.
I'll have to pursue that.
Well, Marianne, this has been a pleasure. You know, I have had so much fun, and I know Jamie and Jennifer have too. What a wonderful Thanksgiving day to be spending it with you and your music that you've created over the years. Everybody can buy your music at MarianneKennedy.com. You need to buy at least one, two, three. No, just buy all four CDs for mm-hmm. the holidays. Don't buy just one, because then you're going to want the rest. One won't be enough. So buy all four. I know what I'm going to be getting Jamie for Christmas. It'll be coming your way shortly. And we thank you so much. And, I'm waiting for the next one to come out.
Well, you know what? First of all, thank you so much for having me, and I wish everyone a blessed and joyous, don't forget about joy, joyous Thanksgiving. Go hug your horse, hug your kitty, hug your doggy, and hug your loved ones. And thank you so much, you guys, for having me.
Absolutely. It has been I'm inspired. I tinker around on the guitar. I'm about to go write a song about my farm truck.
There you go, girlfriend. Go do it.
Actually, I'll give that one to you. You're the actual songwriter. So if you could write a song about the fact that my farm truck is so dirty and my husband is so mad about it all the time.
And that is a horse husband thing.
I'm hearing some funny lines already for that.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. All of us horse husbands have several complaints about our horse wives, but the first one is they don't clean out their darn trucks.
Oh, yeah, he hates it. So listening to your music, I can hear his voice in my head, so I'm going to give that one to you. We'll co-write it.
Okay. We'll be in touch.
We want to thank everybody who listens to this show, Horses in the Morning, all our friends at the Horse Radio Network. We also want to thank our affiliates that carry this show and all of our shows, and our sponsors, without which we wouldn't be doing the shows that we do. We have some terrific sponsors, and we thank all of them. We used to be able to count them on one hand, and that isn't true anymore, which is the reason that we can increase the number of shows that we do. It's been a very special Thanksgiving day. Everybody go out, eat some turkey. Jamie, don't eat any turkey.
Tofurkey
or vegetables in her case. So be sure to catch all the rest of the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Post pictures up there of your doggy. We want to hear about your dog. We want to see pictures of your farm dog, your horse dog. And you can mm-hmm. post that at Horses in the Morning. And you can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio.
If you miss a live show, of course, you can always listen to the recorded version, websites, affiliate websites, iTunes, visit Marianne Kennedy's website, and then go to iTunes and download all our shows. That'd be great. We're going to be back tomorrow morning as we speak with one of the finest horse photographers in the world. And I have a new tagline inspired by Mary that I'd like to exit the show with, Glenn, if you don't mind. Before I say goodbye, Glenn, I'd like to say spay, neuter, and geld your animals, please. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Marianne, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Farewell and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Bye, Glenn.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Jennifer. Bye, Marianne. Bye, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great ride today, everybody.
I'm a barn cat, not an alley cat, or a house cat. I don't sit in laps. I got a real job. I catch mice. It's a tough life. This is my territory.